My name is Victoria Pace, and I am 23 years old.
Vicky Pace has the quintessential New York story. She moved here 4 years ago to make it big. Unfortunately, she's got more than callbacks that are hindering her goals.
Cramping, fatigue, moodiness.
It's not just girl stuff. Vicky has endometriosis. Don't worry, a lot of other people don't know what it is either. And no, it's not something from the Matrix, though a few folks in Union Square had other guesses.
Some type of like combining of fluids or something?
Something to do with cells, right?
I have no idea.
I learned this in biology. I don't remember.
I've
never heard that term in my life.
Endometriosis.
Something involving the skeleton.
Something to do with skin.
Oh yeah, that's a sloughing of tissue in the uterus.
Endometriosis is a disorder in which the endometrium, the tissue that normally lines the inside of a woman's uterus, actually grows on the outside. And here's where you might want to plug your ears if this kind of thing gets you. The tissue often spreads around the ovaries and backs up a woman's fallopian tubes during her period. It causes severe pelvic pain, leg pain, lower back pain, chronic fatigue, infertility, and is now being linked to ovarian cancer. 1 in 10 women suffers from the condition. The problem is that the condition doesn't always present physical symptoms, so women are often said to be faking it, and they're dismissed entirely sometimes by their own doctors. It actually happened just last week.
So Dr. Drew on his podcast had a guy call in and say his girlfriend had all these issues.
I see endometriosis, lactose intolerance.
These are all sort of what we call functional disorders. Everything you mentioned are things that actually aren't discernibly pathological. They're just sort of, there's what we call garbage bag diagnoses. When you can't think of anything else, you go, oh, that's that.
Dr. Drew then went on to ask if the man's fiance had been sexually assaulted as a child, and that was probably the cause of her unexplained pelvic pain.
God damn, I was so mad when I heard that. I've never been sexually assaulted, and I have tons of pain.
Needless to say, the radio show lit a fire among the community of women with endometriosis.
You can play technicalities, but just know that you've insulted 176 million women, and maybe you should just accept that and acknowledge it. It makes me think of the first doctor who told me when she used the ultrasound and all she saw was black was one massive cyst that covered my entire abdomen. She's like, oh yeah, we gotta go in there and remove that. And then going to a real doctor who knew about endometriosis was like, thank God she didn't, because those are your ovaries. The cysts were inside of your ovaries. If she had just removed that, at the time I was 20, like, could you, being 20 years old without ovaries already? Women have been told so many different things, like, oh, it's all in your head, your cramps can't be that bad.
But they can be. When we spoke the first time, Vicky was recovering from her 4th surgery in 3 years. She was also starting her 5th variety of birth control. And though she may joke about it,
it's a good time at the OBGYN office, and I get to go there twice as much as you do.
It's actually pretty serious. And again, you may want to shut your ears if you're squeamish.
This most recent one, there's 5 incisions, and yes, there's only 5 tiny little incisions, but he still had to go inside of my abdomen and scrape it out, like, with a spoon, basically, because your abdomen looks like it's covered with cobwebs from all the scar tissue that's in there, so he has to cut out all of that, not to mention all of the cysts that are in there, he has to cut out all of that. And then the surgery I had before this was a whole open abdomen surgery where there's a 10-inch scar across my stomach, like, right at the bikini line.
This recent surgery put Vicky on the couch instead of the stage for most of the audition season here in New York City. But instead of moping, she got involved with the New York chapter of the Million Women March, with a little prompting from her physician, Dr. Farnazat. Endomarchers gathered in Washington, D.C. to raise awareness for endometriosis and demand research and proper care.
We're here today to learn, to listen, to be inspired.
The mass of people from all over the country, looking back and seeing all these people and seeing the National Mall all around us and the monuments behind and in front of us. It was really cool.
Wheels in motion to find a cure for endometriosis.
This march has really just brought to the surface that it's okay to need help and to, it's not okay to be in pain, but it's okay to acknowledge that you're in pain and to ask for help from that. And that's what the community is about.
about women's health, because if the women aren't healthy, no one's healthy.
There's a lot of crying happening, but it wasn't like a sad event. It was just powerful and moving, and seeing Sheryl Crow speak and sing for us, that was really cool to know that. I didn't realize she had endometriosis.
The march also helped connect Vicky with a group of women who were like her, including her new best endo sister.
My name is April Kendall. And it was just like immediately we just had that like connection. So when we went to DC together, I was just like, oh, I love her so much.
Like, thank God for her. I didn't realize how much support I needed until I acknowledged that. We text all the time. We call probably once or twice a week.
I would text Vicky like, Vicky, I'm crying today. Like, is this like normal? She's like, yeah, I cry. And I'm just like, really? Because like, I'm crying. And it's like bad.
I'll text her and say, oh my gosh, you know, my breasts hurt so bad now. And she's like, oh, yep, that's, yep, been there. Yep, just make sure you don't have a lump and you're good. We know how to have fun and laugh even when we're in pain or crappy stuff is happening.
Just to have that sisterhood and understand like, okay, I'm your sister. You're not alone. You can talk to me about anything and everything.
It's really nice to know someone who has what you have and has the chronic pain issues that you do. And honestly, especially if they're worse than your pain, it really does help. I mean, it's a terrible thing to say, but Schadenfreude, it is a thing.
A couple of months after the march, Vicky booked a year-long national tour with the Missoula Children's Theater. Even though she's been pain-free since her surgery, an extra visit to Dr. Nazat was a must. And again, if you don't like doctors or stirrups, you might want to shut your ears.
Very gently, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, that's it. Okay. Very good. So, yeah, pelvic is completely dissolved.
Yeah.
Very good. I don't feel any endometriosis. No, no more cysts. Very good. Push back and sit up. Here we are. Before I was feeling, we call it nodularity.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
Oh, great.
Yeah, actually, your pelvis looks very good and relaxed.
Yeah, from physical therapy.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yeah.
With a clean bill of health, Vicky sets out on the road at the end of the month. Endometriosis isn't easy or comfortable to live with, which is why women like Vicky and April and doctors like Far Nazat keep awareness their main mission.
Pain is not normal. Our society allows women to believe that extreme pain is okay and normal. It's not.
You live with your body. You see it every day. So when you know that something is wrong, be proactive.
It affects physically, emotionally. They have to stay home, not go to work, not go to school. It affects even other family members. Endometriosis is a destructive disease.
For more information on EndoMarch, visit MillionWomenMarch2014.org. For New York City endometriosis support groups, find Endo Warriors on Facebook or follow them on Twitter. And to follow April's Instagram, check out at EndoAndMe.
E-N-D-O-N-M-E, not the and, just the N instead of the A and the D.
For NYU Radio, I'm Kelsey Kudak.